an ISB Audio production.
Are we recording, Lucas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, roll the intro.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the ISB Panther Podcast.
We're going to hear from people in and around the community of the International School Bangkok.
Kick back and enjoy the show.
Wow, what a great introduction. That's actually our new introduction for this podcast, created by Mr. Bowl, who is one of the two people who helped us make this podcast.
I thought that was the base ISB podcast intro.
Oh, so it's not exclusive?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
It might be. I might be wrong.
Hey, it's okay. It's still a great piece of... It's actually very musical.
Yeah, I really like it. It kind of brings the vibes up. Makes you want to be energetic, even though
makes
I probably
you
won't
dance
be.
And everything.
Dance all day.
Anyways, welcome back to our Golden Point podcast.
We finally named it.
We finally did. It's called The Golden Point now. I don't know why it's called The Golden Point. I just thought of it on the spot.
Well, I mean, think about it. ISB's colors, black and gold.
Wait, that is true. Golden Point. But it could have been like... Golden
Panther.
No.
But that just doesn't sound
right.
No,
that doesn't sound right. Anyways, welcome back to the world's most entertaining and comedic podcast where comedy rarely happens.
Except for when I speak.
Wow, you are funny. You are very funny.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, today's topic is going to be...
ASMR. No, there's no way we're doing ASMR on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we wish. Because through these mics, like, wow. When I hey, stop it. Look at stop. When I hear you, like, do little noises on the mic, and then I hear you through my headphones, wow, it sounds
It sounds
good.
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
But
moving on.
Yeah.
What do we talk about today, Lucas?
Today we're going to talk a little more directly about the sports. And what's happening this season and upcoming exchange event and maybe expectations for our personal teams. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get anyone coming in today, so we'll definitely get someone coming in next week.
Busy schedules.
Yeah, had the college fair. Some people just weren't able to make it.
I won't lie, actually. Today, I'm not really feeling it.
Tell me about it.
Whoa, that voice crack.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, I'm very tired. Yesterday, there was a three-hour power out because of the storm. There was a massive storm, and it was raining so much.
Dude, I woke up this morning, tried to drive to school in my golf cart.
Yeah, it was flooded everywhere. There was a three-hour power out last night. It started at like 9:30 or 10.
No, the power out started at like 8:30-ish. Because I remember some people were texting me like, oh, it'll be back by 9. And 9:30 came around and it was still.
Yeah, but it felt like years. And so I was like working and then the power out went off. And oh, my God, my room was boiling hot. Like I was sweating. I felt so disgusting. And the thing is, I came right out of a shower. So
that's unfortunate. See, I was on the other side of things. Power was out. But, you know. Me and my good buddy Caden, a few weeks ago, we bought some fans.
All right.
And, you know, they don't need to be plugged in all the time. So, you know, clip that up. Has a little light on it. So I had light and a little bit of coolness. I was feeling good.
You guys are starting a new trend here. Today, I saw another girl with the same fans that you guys had.
A few more people in our group got some fans. And I saw her today, too. She pulled out a fan and showed it to all her friends. And I was like, we started something.
That's right. Anyways... Tomorrow, the Friday, September 20th, is the first day of exchange.
And also when your sports science IAs are due for you senior year HL students.
Oh, yeah.
Or SL.
Are you done?
I want to say I'm done, but, you know, it's no.
So that's a no. Okay. Exchange is up tomorrow. Football goes to Taipei, cross country and volleyball stay here.
I thought that's what it was, but today when I was in English, I heard Mr. Giles say that he was leaving for exchange tomorrow.
What does that mean?
I don't think that they're staying here because I think they go to that retreat up in northern
Thailand.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, they do. Yeah, so they don't run at ISB, but they run at some other location in Thailand.
Up in northern Thailand, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Not 100%. We'll need to clarify that for next time.
Yep.
Yeah, and then so volleyball is going to be here. So for all you who are still here, come out. Friday is going to be spirit night. It's going to be pretty hype.
Support. We need some great support.
Yeah.
I think we're lacking right now on Panther spirit.
I think our Panther spirit's there. It's just the follow through. You know what I mean? Like showing up to the games because there's not too many, especially for those outdoor sports.
Yeah.
Not too many people really show up for those.
Well, most of the times it's either raining really hard and people don't want to get wet or
it's just so hot.
It's so hot. It's crazy hot. Yesterday the girls had a game. They played so well. They won 4-0 against another international school here in Bangkok. It was a great game, I won't lie. Some great goals as well.
That's good. Well, so you were there watching the game, right?
I was.
At the end. So what did you see? Like, did you see anything great happening, like specific players or anything that were doing good showing up for the team?
Well, here's the story for that game. They actually started the game, and then it started raining, and then there was lightning warning. And then so they all had to go in indoors. Then after like another hour or something like that, they allowed them to go back out. So they had to go through the whole warm-up process again, you know, do a little touches on the ball, like get ready, pre-game rituals, all that stuff. and then they started the actual game. It took quite a while. When they started, the grass was soaking. There was like ponds of water on the grass.
They would like step and like the water would just seep into the shoes, right?
Yeah, and the water, like the ball kept getting stuck on the water. So didn't really help either teams. But
they had to adapt and react.
We did pull through, yeah. There were some great goals. I think some of the goals could be compared to the type of goals we score in the in the boys football team.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. I know when, at least after the volleyball practice, we were out in sports complex, second time this whole season. Someone get a little flustered about that. But yeah, we walked by and saw them all warming up at 5 o'clock, and we were wondering why they hadn't started yet. But I guess that explains it.
Yeah.
So that's basically all that's happening about around the ISB community right now on ISB Sports. So, you know, I can't remember if it was this last weekend or the weekend before that, but for me personally, internationally in the U.S., I was watching some college football. The ASU Sun Devils, which some of you may know. Born and raised in Arizona.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. They were an unranked football team going up against the Michigan State Spartans, I believe.
Yeah, they are Spartans.
And they were ranked, I want to say they were ranked 23. We came through, pulled through, got the dub last second.
Clutch.
Last minute touchdown by one of the ASU running backs. He stretched out, barely touched the football over the end zone. But then the funny part is, like 30 seconds later in the game, Michigan State had the opportunity to score a field goal, tie the game, send it to overtime. They nail the field goal, right?
Wow.
Perfect field goal, straight through the uprights.
What's a field goal? I don't know anything about American football. So
you know, in rugby,
yeah,
I don't know what it's called in rugby, but like after they score, they do that kicky thing into the...
Oh, yeah.
So it's basically that, except you don't have to kick it from where you score from. You kick it from the middle. It's like extra point.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Why do you think is the reason that, let's say, the level of sports in here at our school is, even though it's like an American school, why do you think it's a different level from the level of sports that you can find in American high schools?
Well, I mean, personally, you know, living there for a few years, there's a larger pool of athletes to choose from in general. Here, I feel like a lot of emphasis is put more on the academics and all that, whereas in the U.S., you have your academic...
But sports is
like... Sports definitely plays a role. It's not... Sports comes over academics for a lot of kids, but some kids it does. But I mean,
yeah,
they usually make it all the way.
Yeah.
But like in families and stuff, you know, when you're growing up, like you go out and play catch in the front yard, you go to football games, you know, you have those just like, what are those people called that you look up to?
Role models.
Yeah, you have those role models. You're like, oh, I want to be like him, so I'm going to go practice, shoot some more baskets at the park and stuff. But I don't know. That's just from what I've seen.
I don't know, because it's from my perspective. I see a lot of videos about future high school prospects, mm-hmm. future college prospects, college athletes getting signed to like the NBA or like NFL or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like even in track, you see these amazing track athletes just, you know, being superstars in college, and then they have an easy way out into like a professional career in the sport that they're playing in or running in. So I feel like if that was the case in, let's say, all or most of the American high schools or American international schools or just high schools in general, pretty much all around the world, I think that it would be much harder for those specific athletes that have already made it to have made it in the first place.
Yeah, like if the level of competition like internationally around the world was just as high as it is in certain parts of the US.
Yeah.
Yeah, because definitely, I mean, you would have to become a better athlete in order to beat those athletes who already made it.
Yeah, because there's a higher competition, not only nationally, but internationally.
Yeah. You can kind of see that a little bit, though. I mean, if you look at the stats and stuff, only like 0.02% make it and all that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I mean, we do have some great athletes. There have been a number of people that have graduated from our school that have gone to the U.S. or not even to the U.S., just like other countries and played college sports. And
yeah. I believe in the past, wasn't there a girl who graduated from ISB and she ended up competing in, I want to say, the Summer Olympics for track?
Oh, yeah, she did.
A few years back?
She's actually still, she's in the Norwegian track team.
Really? Like the national? And
yeah.
That's
I think
amazing.
Right now she is in Doha, Qatar, getting ready for the IAAF track and field.
Really?
Whatever you call that. You know, the IAAF competition. I forgot what it's called, honestly.
That's incredible.
Like, yeah.
For such a small community, you wouldn't expect such a worldwide athlete to come out
true.
Of it.
True, true. Anyways, thank you guys a lot for listening. Our first podcast has been, by the time you're hearing this podcast, the first podcast might have already been out. So make sure you go give that a listen. Also give this a listen if you want to.
I think they just did.
Oh, wait, that's right. Good one.
Humor. I told you the humor comes out of my mouth.
Like I said last time, subscribe or don't subscribe if you don't want to. It's 2019. People have human rights. that was funny, right? That was funny, Lucas.
Like I said earlier.
Okay, I'll let you have the joke.
I'm just kidding.
I think, what's our time right now?
We're at 14:17-ish. But, I mean, we haven't edited it out, so it's going to be a little short.
That's right.
Then we also have to add the intros and, you know, the fun stuff.
Anyways, thank you guys a lot for listening. Hopefully you come back next time. Leave a comment. Like and subscribe, or I don't know if you can subscribe to this podcast.
I don't know if you can like. I
think you can like. I know you can comment.
I know you can comment. I don't know about like or subscribe.
Please, please, please do us a big favor and share it with your friends and family. We need viewers, or no, not viewers. We need listeners.
Yeah, listeners, keep going. Make sure it gets passed as a creativity strand. Hopefully.
Yeah, our first podcast got some great feedback from our friends, and we are very satisfied with sorry, I just let out a little burp in that.
I see him talking, he's sitting there, we're really satisfied, just like he turns all the way around like completely. I have no idea what he's doing, like turns around, like comes back satisfied.
My bad. Anyways, we are satisfied with the feedback we got from our friends from the first podcast, and we hope to continue that that level of
performance and hopefully get more comfortable in the future.
Yeah, I think we are getting
pretty comfortable. Even like straight when we came in, like first 3 minutes of our first one, I was kind of like, ooh, this is going to be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Then like it feels natural.
It gets better and better every time.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool to hear your own voice in the microphone.
That's right, yeah. I actually love this. Like, I'm enjoying this podcast with my good friend here, Lucas.
Yeah. It's like...
Oh, so you don't say the same to me?
Okay I'm enjoying this good podcast with my good friend, Imad.
I know that was very sarcastic, but that's okay. We need to wrap up this podcast now. Thank you guys a lot. You guys will hear from us next time. Goodbye.
Bye.